This is Smart Tech, episode 1505, Amazon Echo, hands-on with the newest geek toy from Amazon. Hello and welcome to my playroom. My playroom is Smart Tech, and I get to play with a new geek toy today. The latest from Amazon is the Amazon Echo. Now, the Echo is a black cylindrical Bluetooth speaker, which also has a Siri-like voice-activated interface that actually works very well. In fact, that's who you just heard talking. That's my guest. My guest is a black cylinder, because I guess that's the only kind of guest I can get on Smart Tech. And her name, according to Amazon, is Alexa. When you use the term Alexa, it turns on her sensors, and I'm calling her now. It's a black cylinder. And that cylinder is able to understand my questions and my voice commands. So the black cylinder is about the size, it's about the size of a Pringles can, maybe about twice the circumference, but about the same height. Pringles potato chips, for those of you in America. I don't know if they have them all over the world. I think they do. So it's about that size. It's black. On the top is a button where you can silence the microphone and you can turn her, I'll refer to her because she has a woman's voice, on and off. Around the top is a light, and the light changes different colors depending on what Alexa is doing. I'll call her Echo, because if I use the word Alexa, she turns on and she wants a command, and she's sitting there blinking at me, waiting for a command. Around the top is a ring, and as you turn the ring, the light illuminates to indicate the volume. But you can also change the volume with a voice command. Then it's kind of solid, and near the middle, a whole bunch of holes are there. It's kind of like a grill. And behind that grill are two speakers. There's a subwoofer, or a woofer, and a tweeter, basically, one on top of the other. You connect Echo to a Wi-Fi network using a keyword. And as I said, they program her with Alexa. You can use any word you want. And you can ask her all types of questions, as well as play music from your Amazon Music library with just a voice command. So it works on the cloud. Now, you also unlock a lot of possibility if you're an Amazon Prime member, in that you can stream what seems to be an almost limitless amount of songs from the Prime Music service. And like other streaming services, you can create your own channel. So you can say to the device to create a certain channel based on a particular artist. And so it may not play all that artist, but it'll play similar music to that artist. Amazon seems to be using some, I'll call it Bose-like technology in the cylinder to achieve decent bass response, as well as crisp highs. The top part of the cylinder has some air chambers, and the bass kind of the woofer shoots sound into that area, and it amplifies the bass. So the sound, it's not stereo, but the sound is very good coming out of this. I would say it's near the higher end of the quality of Bluetooth speakers. So I like it, although, as I said, it's not stereo. But most rooms, if you've got this sitting in a room somewhere, you're not really in an optimum stereo environment anyway, so it doesn't really matter that much. So how much does this little baby cost? Well, it's about $200, $199, which seems a little high to me for what you're getting, although it's a nice unit. If you look at high-end Bluetooth speakers, you're looking at over $200, but most Bluetooth speakers are coming in around the $100 level, maybe a little bit more. So if all you want is a Bluetooth speaker and that's it, then this probably isn't for you. But if you're an Amazon Prime member, and I am, and that's why I got this, right now Amazon is offering $100 off. So now it becomes a Bluetooth speaker at $99, and it becomes very attractive because it's very competitive, but it does a whole lot more. It is not weatherproof, and that's one of the things I like in some of my Bluetooth speakers, is that I can take it outside. If I left it outside, or if it rained, or if it got wet, it wouldn't really matter. This is not waterproof. It's made really for indoor use. But other than that, I would say that it's real high up on the quality level. So you might want to take a look at it. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. That's what this episode is about. But before I do, let me remind you that you can go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. And on the website, I've got a link to the Amazon Echo site. Now, you have to put yourself on a waiting list right now. They're only selling to Prime members at this point. And you have to put yourself on a waiting list. So you put yourself on the list. I put myself on the list before Christmas, and I'm recording this in March. So it was about a 3-month wait for the device to come. And frankly, I even forgot that I had ordered it, and one day it came in the mail. But you do have to go put yourself on the waiting list. And then I don't know what their turnaround time is right now. But as I said, for me, it was 3 months. So I would suggest you go to the website. Look at, I linked to a video. There's a video embedded in the website that you can see exactly what the Echo does and what it looks like and how you might use it in your family. So you get the device in the mail, and it's comes in a really nice box, very Apple-esque in the way that they package this thing. And you can see the Apple design influence on this, the way they try to present it. You take it out of the box, you plug it in, you take a phone or a mobile device out. So I used an iPhone 6, and it actually has its own Wi-Fi network built in. So you you download the app, you connect it, the phone, to the Wi-Fi network being distributed by the Echo itself. Then you run the app, and the app helps you set up the Echo to connect to your local Wi-Fi. You put in your password and those kind of things. So I could sit here and continue to tell you about features and everything, but, you know, Echo speaks. So I thought I'd let her tell you or demo for you some of the things that you can do with Echo. So I'm going to put her up by the microphone, and we're going to have a conversation. Alexa, tell me about yourself.
I'm an Amazon Echo, designed around your voice. I can provide information, music, news, weather, and more.
Alexa, play a Chris Tomlin station.
Should I add a station for Chris Tomlin to your iHeartRadio account?
Yes.
Okay, I've added it.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play Jazz 91.
Jazz 91.7 on TuneIn.
The KRTU webcast is brought to you by KRTU members like you. Become a member today by checking out the membership page on our website at krtu.org.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play my Amazon Music library.
Shuffling music.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play some Prime music.
Here's a popular Prime playlist. Student favorites.
I feel so close to you right now.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, shop for new music by Chris Tomlin.
Playing the latest samples by Chris Tomlin. Uncreated One.
Alexa, stop. Now, I could buy that song, but I'm not going to do that. Alexa, what's the weather like today?
In Whittier, it's 66 degrees with partly sunny skies. Today, you can look for intermittent clouds with a high of 73 and a low of 56.
Alexa, will it rain tomorrow?
It probably won't rain in Whittier tomorrow. There's only a 13% chance.
Alexa, what's the forecast for the weekend?
In Whittier this weekend, rain is expected on Sunday. The remainder of the weekend will be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 59.
Alexa, what's the weather in London?
Currently, in London, United Kingdom, it's 45 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, you can look for clear skies and a low of 34 degrees.
Now, I could also create a to-do list with my voice and other shopping lists, and then add to them throughout the day if I'm within earshot of Alexa. Let's try some fun facts. Alexa, how tall is the Space Needle?
The Space Needle's height is 604 feet, 184 meters.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why are elephants wrinkled? Have you ever tried to iron one?
Maybe we don't need to do jokes. Alexa, how many ounces are in a cup?
1 cup equals 8 fluid ounces.
Alexa, how many ounces equal 1 liter?
1 liter equals 33.81 fluid ounces.
Alexa, what's the definition of serendipity?
The term serendipity means good luck in making unexpected and fortunate discoveries.
Alexa, who wrote Robin Hood?
Robin Hood's author is Michael Tippett.
Alexa, when is Mother's Day?
Mother's Day will be on Sunday, May 10th, 2015.
Alexa, Wikipedia, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States, serving from March 1861 until his assassination in April 1865.
Now, you can also use it for voice cast. So if you've got a Kindle Fire, which we talked about in a previous episode, you can actually send voice commands to the Kindle Fire and have it turn on and show different things. You can also pair the Bluetooth using your voice. And you can play, as I said, it's a Bluetooth speaker. So if you've got a device and you want to play something right off of that device, you can. What's nice is to be able to ask questions. What's nice is Alexa is a lot like Siri. Alexa, are you like Siri?
Siri is a great app, but I'm different.
Alexa, how are you different than Siri?
I'm more of a homebody.
All right. So that's Alexa. And you can get her or anybody else you want to get by or however you want to name her, I should say, by purchasing an Amazon Echo. It's a really neat little device. Is it necessary? Probably not, but it's fun. And in the future, they'll be adding things. I'm looking for being able to give voice commands to turning lights on and off and your television on and off and maybe opening your garage door. Some of the things that you can do with an app on the phone, but to be able to translate that into a device that's constantly listening to you is kind of neat. But the best thing that it does is play podcasts. We won't be totally self-serving here. Alexa, play MacBreak Weekly.
Getting the latest episode of MacBreak Weekly. Here it is from TuneIn.
It's time for MacBreak Weekly, our St. Patrick's Day edition. Mark Gurman from 9 to 5 Mac joins Renee and Andy. We'll talk about all the latest.
Alexa, stop. So if you'd like more information or you'd like to see it in action, just go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. And if you're lonely, it is companionship, although it is a computer companionship. Once again, www.smarttech.tv for all your tech information. There is a link there to the waiting list. There is information on the Amazon site, and there's also a video right on the website, which gives you some practical examples for a family. What's amazing is after I watched this video, I was amazed that any family could have survived through the past millennia without having an Echo. But, you know, everybody needs one. I'd like to hear your thoughts. We have a place on our website to leave comments. You just click on the name of the episode, scroll to the bottom, and there's a place to leave comments, and we read your comments, we take them seriously, and we incorporate them into the show. So just go and let your voice be heard. Let's have a discussion about it. I also take the comments off of our Facebook page and put them on our website also, so you can leave a comment there. You go to www.smarttech.tv. You click over on the right-hand side. There's a big Facebook button, and that'll take you to our Facebook page. You can like our page. And you can also leave comments or questions there. And it also means a lot to us above each episode. There's also a Facebook, a Twitter, and a Pinterest button. If you're a member of any of those social networks, if you click on that, you can do a Facebook post, which points people to our website, a Twitter tweet, and you can put our picture of the day, whatever it is there, on Pinterest. And those things help get the word out about Smart Tech. Most new listeners we find come from word of mouth. Someone has told them about Smart Tech or posted it on their social media site. So we would really appreciate your help in getting the word out. Once again, it's www.smarttech.tv. So So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, and my guest, Alexa, tell us a joke.
Why don't oysters share their pearls? They're shellfish.
Hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.